Avalanche forecast for Friday, the 30th of January 2026. Outside marked and open pistes, a precarious avalanche situation will prevail. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, below the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. The fresh snow as well as the widespread wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack, in particular on west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline. Avalanches can be released easily and reach medium size. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. The avalanche-prone locations are widespread and are barely recognizable. The number and size of avalanche-prone locations will increase with altitude. Caution is to be exercised in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. Field observations and avalanches triggered by explosives confirm a precarious avalanche situation. Caution and restraint are required. And now the snowpack. 10 to 20 centimeters of snow has fallen. As a consequence of southwesterly wind, wind slabs formed on Wednesday. The new snow and wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies especially on wind-protected west, north and east-facing slopes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.5, snowfall after a long period of cold. The tendency for Saturday, the 31st of January 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.